How to behave with neighbors. Islamic perspective. According to a hadith, to God the best companion is one who is best for his companion, and the best neighbor is one who is best for his neighbor. Sunan al-Tirmizi, the Quran further instructs believers to be good to the neighbor who is a kinsman, and the neighbor who is not related to you, and your companions, and the wayfarer. 436. This guidance makes it clear that kindness is not limited to familiar or friendly neighbors alone. It extends to every person who lives near us, whether permanently or temporarily, whether known to us or strangers who have arrived for study, work, business, or travel. Wherever one resides in close proximity to others, it becomes a moral obligation to recognize and respect their rights as fellow human beings. No individual should be a source of discomfort or nuisance to those who live around them. On a separate occasion, the Prophet said, "One who believes in God should not give trouble to his neighbor." And also, "One who believes in God should accord due respect to his neighbors." Sahih al-Bukhari. These sayings remind us that faith is expressed not only in prayer, but also in daily conduct, courtesy, and consideration. As an individual, therefore, a believer must strive to be a good neighbor. On the broader scale of society, believers should demonstrate the same spirit of neighborliness at the national level, contributing to harmony, cooperation, and trust wherever they live. The Prophet, on two further occasions, captured the essence of true neighborliness. By God, a person cannot be a believer until he likes for his neighbors and for his brother what he likes for himself. Sahih Muslim, he also warned, a person from whose evils his neighbor is not safe will not go to heaven. Sahih Muslim, these teachings show that good character, genuine empathy, and the safety of others form the very heart of Islamic ethics. Wherever one resides in close proximity to others, it becomes a moral obligation to recognize and respect their rights as fellow human beings. No individual should be a source of discomfort or nuisance to those who live around them. Save yourself from envy, for envy eats up virtue as fire eats up wood. Prophet Muhammad,